Just like that, another week goes by.
It's going fast, isn't
it? And we're sitting here again.
Very fast.
Good to be back.
Your friends, chats with cats, Rick, Dan, Mark, we're all here.
You're up and about. I love this. I love it when you're up and about. Brings me up.
I'm excited. Great to be back.
Me too.
I saw some funny stuff on Instagram. I think I'm probably a little bit late to the party.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean? To Instagram?
No, not to Instagram, but I didn't realise there was this filter going around.
What's the filter?
You'll know it as soon as I mention it. You know the one that makes it look like you've got like big puffy lips and like shiny huge cheeks?
The duck face filter?
No. Is that what it's called?
I don't know, but I know the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through and saw it.
It's freaky. I didn't realise that it was a filter to start with. And I was flicking through Instagram and I saw one of my friends who's a female.
Yeah.
And she had it on her face. And I thought, what the fuck have you done to yourself?
Just more work.
I was like, what are you doing? And then on this particular one, flipped it around onto her husband, and then I was like, oh, it's a filter.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, like, you know, all the shit that women put themselves through these days, and not just – I'm not like men do it as well from time to time, I'm sure, but just why?
Yeah, I reckon you notice it a lot more on reality TV shows. They seem to pick all these girls that have got – majority of them have a decent Instagram account, and then they've got just big ass lips that have been injected with like super glue or something, whatever they put in there, and then these things, and then these things. I don't even know what any of them are called. But
you just mansplained. That was a definition. No, what worries me is the people that are getting all this work done. I mean, at what age do you decide to do that? I mean, if you're in your late 30s, early 40s, I get it, but there's a lot of people out there that are getting a lot of work done when they look completely fine. Mm. They're attractive.
Beautiful young girls.
And they think that they have to get all this work done to keep up with what they see on social media.
You made a good point.
And it is so unhealthy.
When do they start? It's probably not when do they start. When do they start thinking and wanting it? It's probably when they don't have the money, like 12, 13, and they're on these accounts looking through going.
That's yuck. That's too.
And that's the problem. As it's like, they're like, this is what I'm going to do.
The amount of times I've seen, you know, a very attractive female on, you know, social media, she's perfectly fine, good looking, gets all this work done and just ruins her natural beauty.
Mm.
Like, it's disappointing.
So I'll put it to you this way. Would you prefer a woman who has a couple of wrinkles or a woman who you never know what she's thinking because her fucking face doesn't move?
Oh, the wrinkles for sure.
So
a couple of wrinkles, fine. Yeah. Happy with
that. I mean, you could make like a really funny joke and you're like, is she laughing? Is she smiling? Is she angry? Is she offended? We don't know. It's disappointing.
Okay. What about this one? Would you prefer a girl who has nice soft lips that you can kiss or someone who you go to kiss them and you fucking bounce off their lips?
And they're dribbling because they can't feel it. Yeah, I'll go with the natural lips, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, the latter option would be fun, but probably natural.
No, I
don't know. Lips, wrinkles, fillers. Fucking people are getting ass implants these days. Like, where does it stop?
It doesn't. And if you've seen, it's a show. I can't remember the name now. Always can't remember things on the podcast.
Wow, that's good. That's actually
Botched Up? Is it Botched Up?
I don't know.
Oh, there's
really
a show.
Helpful.
And there's a lot of people in LA that have spent $200,000-$300,000 and they want to look like Barbie dolls and stuff.
Yes, I've seen this. Yeah. I've seen it. Actually, I saw someone who I used to work with the other day. I just thought of this. I was going for a run at lunchtime in my work lunch break. And I was crossing the street and I bumped into a group of people who I used to work with and one of them I didn't recognise. And it looked like they had been punched 1,000 fucking times in the mouth.
Just all swollen.
Like real bad. And I clued onto the fact that it was this woman who I used to work with and I saw a picture of her and she's obviously had her lips done and it's been completely fucked up.
Oh, like it wasn't, you know, done right and looked bad. It just was fucked.
Well, you know, if that's how it's meant to look, you want to go to a different part of the plastic surgeon because that is bullshit.
Here's a thought, right? Now, when you get a tattoo done, right, what's the next thing you want to get done? Another tattoo. are people getting work done? And it's like, now's the time to stop. You draw the line there. It's an addiction thing.
Yeah.
You keep going back for more. Regardless of how you look, you always think you can improve yourself even more. You get a tattoo on your arm. Oh, that looks good. I'll look even better if I get one here. It's like an addiction thing. You keep going back and you end up looking like a swollen fish, pretty much.
Okay, so what about if it was Alison and she came to you one day and said, hey, Dan, not quite happy with the way I look. I would really love to go and get a whole bunch of Botox.
Give what me a serious say? Answer.
On a serious answer, and this is from the bottom of my heart, I'd say, honestly, what you don't need to change a thing.
Yeah.
You look amazing as you are. But if this is something you super, super, super duper want and you think it's going to make you happier, then go for it. But when you come back, we're breaking up. Nah, I'd just see how bad it looks.
The only other point that I've got for this is a lot of people use this shit as a Band-Aid, in my opinion, right? So maybe you're carrying a few extra kilos than what you'd like to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to go and do? Make your face look smooth. Well,
or
go
you
and
could just
get fucked. You can run at the, go for a run.
Yeah, you could run at the beach with us.
Yeah,
Wednesday nights.
Come on down.
Yeah,
you should do that.
Yeah, just invite people.
Genuinely though, because you know your self esteem's down a little bit, your confidence is down a little bit, and a lot of the times, it's not always weight, but sometimes that's one of the key factors. You know, you get a bit older, find less time to work out and exercise. So you think, well, what can I slap on as a Band-Aid to make myself feel better about myself? And I'm all about feeling good about yourself, so please don't get me wrong there. But at the same time, go for a fucking run.
I got one. It's for both of you, actually.
Yep.
I'm going to give you $100,000 each, and you can change something for free. What are you going to do? Not. I don't want to change anything. If you had to change something of yourself.
Well, Mark's getting a penis extension, so we can stop there. I would just get some new shoes and clothes and stuff.
No.
I would change the AFL fixture. Everyone plays each other once.
I think you missed the fucking question. I'm talking about getting plastic surgery.
Oh, okay, sorry. Back to the plastic surgery. Rick, what are your thoughts?
It's a tough one. Well, my jawline's not really that protruding, so maybe I'll just nip a little bit of this.
What? You want?
With my jawline. Yeah. It's not a very – I don't have a strong jawline per se.
Clench your – what's it called?
Clench your chicken. What? What am I clenching?
Women are obsessed with jawlines, aren't they?
Women?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they? I don't know. We should ask a lot of them and find out what they're actually the most – actually, it's the dad bods versus six packs versus skinny guys.
You know what?
They're all over the place.
If you asked me what I'd change, I wouldn't change a hell of a lot, but I would when I was age appropriate to do so. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying at the start, early 20s, mid 20s, girls are getting work. You know, obviously guys get work, not so much, but like get work at the right time. And the right time is not in your mid 20s.
Yeah. So you're saying like you'd use that $100,000 for a facelift at 50?
Yeah. Well, maybe 40.
Yeah.
I think 40's okay. But like girls that look completely fine, good looking girls. You know, I think they're just being influenced by what they see on social media, and it is so bad.
Does it make you infuriated when you see an account with someone that looks that ridiculous, that has that
it
many followers?
But especially, it makes me annoyed when you knew what that person looked like before, and they were very attractive, and now they just look not good.
Yeah. That's why I stopped following your mum on Instagram.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
What's my mum's name?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway. Do you know, it's kind of like when you're watching your partner shop for something. So they're shopping for fillers or something.
Uh-oh.
Boring.
What are you talking about, watching your partner shop for anything?
Anything.
Mate, it is the most boring thing a person can do.
All right, Dan, would you rather shop with your girlfriend for one day, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Holy shit.
Or spend 2 weeks at Auschwitz concentration camp in the 1940s?
Is he on the burn cycle?
He is. You're getting cremated in 3 days' time.
Oh,
what
mate.
Do you choose? Think about it carefully. Shopping with girlfriend for one day or Auschwitz concentration camp, spend a week there and then get cremated. What are you thinking?
You got a chance to escape in a week. Just think about that.
I can't go past the camp.
Yeah, the camp.
It's that bad. And that, and the questions that come out of it too. You know what? I can feel refreshed, have a 12-hour sleep, which never happens, but, you know, you get there and you feel, oh, this is going to be a good shopping day. The first two shops she goes into, immediately my knees start aching, my lower back hurts. I just get automatically sore and tired and irritated, and then the questions come out. What one looks better? I don't know. I don't know fashion.
There's always that seat.
Have you seen me dress myself? Don't ask me.
There's always that seat within the store.
Yeah,
for men. You try and find immediately. Yeah. And just sit on it. You're on your phone.
And there's always two or three guys that are on their phone checking footy scores, like looking up like, where's she gone?
And you make eye contact with one of them. Like, you're doing the exact same fucking thing I'm doing. Like, well done to you, mate. Yeah. Well done.
It's horrible.
You deserve a trophy.
When was the last time you went and did that?
Oh, I've been banned, actually.
What happened?
I just stress her out. See, I don't know if it's different to you guys, but when I go shopping, I know exactly my size, and it doesn't matter what, you know, some people say, oh, yeah, but different brands are different size. Bullshit. If you know your size, you know your size. I'm a 32 jeans, and I wear a medium top, okay? So that's my fucking size. So I walk into the shop and go, that looks good, thank you, see it. And all I walk out.
Let's just pause here for a sec. We are the same size. 32 jeans, medium top. Yeah. Every single day. Here's one for you. Nike shoe. If I'm a 10 US Adidas, I'm what Nike?
I don't know.
10.5. They run half a size different. Anyway, sorry.
He was so upset you didn't know that.
It's my running brain. I was trying to connect. We're the same size.
Same size.
Literally, and it is annoying. I think the best thing about shopping with someone is when it ends, and I hate it when you're shopping, you walk in, and the first thing the person says that's serving you, oh, like, what are you into? What are you like? I just want to get clothing and just piss on out. Cause like,
are you talking about the clerk asking you?
Yeah. Like, well,
it's not nice day outside, isn't it? Yeah. No shit. Yeah. Xavier Minicon told me that, and I looked at the bomb earlier. You don't need to fucking tell me what the weather is.
And you're inside in a shopping mall. Something else. The most irrelevant thing to us right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, very bad. All right, let's move on. We're going to play a little bit of 5 seconds of something. All right. The score is about 100 to 100 and something, I'm sure by now.
There's no way. All right, so I have 5 seconds to answer.
5 seconds?
Name three things.
To name three things of whatever I say. Are you going first?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Name three ways to hit on a woman in a nightclub.
Talk to her, buy her a drink, and make friendly conversation.
Oh, well done. I like that. That was very clean.
What friendly conversation are you making in a nightclub?
Well, we're going about it two different ways. He's married and I'm single, so whatever.
Mark's hanging out in the toilets where you can hear each other speak, and I'm out on the deep floor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now please don't put that in the podcast. That was weird.
All right. Name three things, Rick, you shouldn't do to a dog.
Kick it, feed it, whiskey, and throw it out the door.
You're giving him all of the questions that land him in jail.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I'm going to give him a... That's great.
Pretty good.
Love it. Mark, name three things a girl can do to turn you off her.
Speak too loud, boring conversation, and fart.
Oh, I gave it to you.
I was so late onto that.
You didn't hear the ding, but you beat the buzzer. Well done.
You just got fart.
Do you know what? Man. I thought you were going to say fart first, and then you waited way long, and that was the last thing that got in there. Yeah, little one. Have you actually, while we're on the topic,
yeah,
ever had a girl actually do a fart that stinks?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but
no,
like,
I mean, like on a date that's turned you off.
No,
like you always have partners that will do it, but no. Nah, okay, moving on. I thought that we were going to have a good story there. All right, Rick, name three things you can yell out of a car.
Get fucked! Where'd you get your license, loser? Stop!
Well done. Yep,
that's extremely correct.
Well done. I would have struggled with that one.
What? You just yell abuse.
Okay. Mark, name three things to make your partner angry.
You get home late from a night out and fuck me.
Oh, see ya. You're gone. All right. That two to you, one him?
Yeah.
We done or you got one left?
One left.
Oh, fuck. I can't.
He's got... Yeah, it's... Yeah.
All right.
No. To him, two to me. And I've got one left.
Yeah, good. Correct. All right. At least we know where we are. Name three things, Rick, you can't get through airport security with.
Cocaine, marijuana, and sharp, sharp needles.
And a fucking bomb.
Sharp, sharp needles. Yes. All right.
Sharp, sharp needles.
Is that three for you?
Did you?
Yeah.
Three hang on, three. hang on. All right, just let's back it up. Can you take needles through an airport in your bag?
No.
Needles. If you're so like, if you have a sewing kit, no?
No.
No.
Really?
No, I think razor blades, everything's been...
Just a just like a sewing needle, you can't?
Any sharp objects.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Maybe if you were diabetic, that might be the one exception, but...
As a general rule, mate.
If your hobby is to crochet things, do it when you're on fucking solid ground. Don't do it in the airplane.
Yeah. So, oh, but what if you die up there?
What?
Diabetes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the exception to the rule.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Cool. Moving on.
Have you ever tried to take needles on a plane?
No.
You just get scared enough walking through security as it is.
Yeah.
Actually, what's the weirdest thing you've got onto a plane?
It is a scary.
That you accidentally packed and you shouldn't have got on there.
Would be good if you gave me some heads up about this question so I could think about it, but I've got no idea.
No, I accidentally took... No, I better not say that.
Was it paraphernalia? I can't even say that word, paraphernalia.
Actually, I've got one funny one.
Yep.
When I was younger, before I moved to Adelaide, we used to not be to the level of Mark and Richie with all their Stampede stuff, but we used to do pranks on each other. And I went to the doctor's once and I... procured some Viagra and we used to give it to mates and stuff like that, just like put it in their drinks and all of a sudden they'd be
stuck
in the toilet for a long time with just raging boners.
How long does it last, by the way?
Hours.
Oh no.
Yeah, not good. Gives you bad headaches too. But anyway, so I had just some left in my backpack once and that's probably the weirdest thing I've ever taken through airport security.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gave it to someone
legal,
on the plane.
Though.
It is legal, but it is a weird thing. And
but
that
you
was
never said had to be illegal.
No, it's a good answer.
But if someone went through my bag and said, oh, what's this doing there? Oh, I would have forgotten. It was that long from when I got it to when I was going through
it. And then it would have been erectile dysfunction.
What about that time we were in New Zealand and the lady was like, oh, you've got a vape. And
Yes.
Yeah. I got the juice from someone off the internet, but it's not marijuana.
No. She asked me, she goes, what's in this? I had my custom-made vape juice. And she said to me, she's like, oh, what's this? And I think she was implying that it was like liquid heroin. Like she looked at it. I said, oh, no, a mate of mine produces it. And I made it sound like the most fucking narcotic thing I had in my
position. Please let me into New Zealand.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
When you are walking through airport security, even if you're completely innocent, you're just walking through, nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how your mind goes into that sort of like zone where, ah, cool, don't act suspicious. Everything's fine. No one is going to think you're guilty of anything. And you are completely innocent, but you are thinking to act normal and there is no need for you to panic, but everyone's thinking that.
I know. And as you two know, I just went to Queensland, right? And I was lining up, had my belt off, everything, and I'm walking through the scanner.
Act normal.
The same thing happened to me and I tried so hard that my eyes started twitching. Like, I started looking fucking really suspicious.
And then he's like, sir, could you step aside? We're going to search you for bombs.
I was expecting the bomb scan and didn't get it. And I couldn't believe it because I looked like I was having a fucking epileptic fit. Bad.
It is bad.
And the other thing is like our last discussion, I don't think I've ever had anything naughty really to bring through airport security. But you start thinking like, fuck, what have I packed in that bag in the last 6 months that could be still in there that I've forgotten? Like, is there a secret part that something's fallen down there? Like, it's a bad time.
Airports make you nervous for sure.
But why?
Well, because bad things can happen if you get found for having something that you shouldn't.
Very true.
I'm very innocent and I travel lots. We used to travel lots for work, so I don't have an issue. But I used to get that all the time. You walk up and you think, oh, do I make eye contact with the person or do I not?
How much eye contact do I make?
How much is too much?
Mm. I looked at that person and I shouldn't have. The person behind me looks suspicious. Are they going to search me? Do they think that I'm with him? I want to get out of here. I'm just going to Melbourne.
I'm getting a cavity search and I haven't had an enema today. Yeah. Oh. All that stuff.
But you're now bored of it, so it doesn't faze you.
Nah, it's like bomb test me if you want, loser.
Yeah.
I got nothing to hide.
Scan my body, fuckhead.
Jesus Christ. Oh, so, Mark.
Scan my body, fuckhead.
I thought you'd like that.
Mark.
Yeah.
If you were to fly to Melbourne, right, you do a lot of walking in the streets there, right?
Yeah.
What's the one thing that happens when you walk the streets?
In Melbourne?
Yeah. You hit a lot of intersections.
Yeah.
What happens at an intersection? The one thing that everyone does. Think about it. Especially if it's a red light.
You push a button.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Why do people
hit
the button 6 to 7 times?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you walk in. You're about to cross. Now people are waiting. You are 100% certain that that person has hit the button. Not only that, the person on the other side, big group of people, one of them has also hit the button. But you think that you need to hit the button, you still hit the button, but you know the button has been pressed. Why do we do it? It's so annoying. And if it doesn't go red in the time that you think it should have, if you haven't hit the button by then, you go, I better hit the button.
So true. Do you know what I said? This is really cruel, but once when I was walking around with Rachel, I told her that it actually triggers. I think I'd walked up and I'd hit it 5 times and it went off a couple of times in a row. Got to a traffic light, pressed it 5 times, ding, off we go. Yeah. Got to the next one, pressed it 5 times, and I said to her something stupid like, all you need to do is press them 5 times and then they go. And she goes, oh, really? And then we used to walk around everywhere and she'd be going, tick, 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 tick. Yeah. She goes, it's not working for me.
Here's a question for you. What percentage of people hit the button once? Hardly anyone. Why do you need to press it more than once? It's like, did it not get you the first time?
Do you know?
You press it like 2 or 3 times.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I might press it more than once. I reckon I've used the traffic light button 3 times in the last 6 years because I don't walk anywhere.
Yeah.
But when I do, it's because it's... I feel like it could be malfunctioning and you might need to hit it 4 or 5 times to get it to actually work. Like it might be
register.
A misfiring button.
When you walk up to that button, do you look at the person next to you that you know has fucking pressed the fucking button? If I were to push that button, am I sort of insulting that person? Going, I don't trust you. You didn't push this button. And then you're pushing the button.
You didn't press it well enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
100%
maybe
on that.
You didn't press it right. And if we're waiting here, we're waiting here all this time for no reason. And then 2 or 3 minutes go by and you're like, you didn't push that fucking button.
Hang on. What happens if no one presses the button? Does it eventually go to the walking man anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It actually does.
That's the funny thing.
Moral of the story, you don't need to press no button.
Ever. Oh, that's fucking good.
You got another game for us, Dan?
Yep, I do. All right. It is Who Could It Be Now?
Oh, no. You don't need to press no button.
Yeah, that's our new saying now.
Yeah. All right. Now, you said you didn't want any more music ones, but I've got 3 here. I'm just going to randomly pick one out.
Great.
And let's hope it's a good one.
You got a music one last week.
Yeah, it was lucky.
It was very lucky for you.
Get a dog and call him Lucky.
I don't know who this is because I did many in advance. I was born on May 7th, 1967. I'm a man. My mother recalled that while I was very young, she would often find my toys broken and that I was annoying and a difficult and different child. Descriptions of my behaviour as an adolescent show that I was a disturbed and had the possibility of an intellectual disability. When leaving school...
Sorry, what year were you born?
Not 67.
Okay.
87.
Not Dan. Gotcha.
When leaving school in 1983, I was assessed for a disability pension by a psychiatrist who wrote, cannot read or write, but does like gardening and watching TV. And that, no ideas yet. After further consideration, I received the pension, although I worked as a handyman and a gardener. Neighbours recalled that I always carried an air rifle gun and often fired it at tourists as they stopped by at an Apple store on the highway.
Martin Bryant.
I was just going to say,
the Apple store gave it away and I was trying to think, who the fuck is that guy's name?
Yes, well done.
Fuck.
Look at you. That's 2 weeks in a row. And you know
25th
what?
Anniversary this year.
It was too. And
35 people dead and they're making a movie about his upbringing and his life before the... horrible day at Port Arthur.
See, I have a problem with that.
A lot of the victims' families a lot of everyone involved are not happy at all with that.
Do you know why? And this is the thing.
Well, they're profiting off it. Is that why they're not happy?
Or? Well, it's just a reminder of the darkest day in Australian history that led to John Howard banning the guns.
You're celebrating a serial killer, basically. You're giving him more fame, more time.
Technically, he's not a serial killer, mass murderer. But
yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah.
So are you going back to do filming soon? Or?
Are you kidding? What?
Huh?
What happened?
Are you playing the lead role, or?
No.
Why not?
I was like, are you talking to Dan? Or?
I looked over and it looked like his brain had switched off. Like he was like having a stroke. I was like, what happened? Anyway, there's some more information there. But I guess
what's some of the other key facts, Dan?
Look, one that I found actually really interesting was I was inside the vehicle at the time of an accident. I'll go back one paragraph. On October 20th, 1992, my friend Mary Elizabeth Harvey was killed when her car veered into the wrong side of the road and was hit by an oncoming car.
Yeah, and they say that he used to
grab the steering
wheel, take it off the road, and
he lunged at it.
He killed her, profited on all her inheritance, and then had enough money to sort of, well, I think he ended up getting in, like buying her house and bought all the, you know, the guns and then went to Port Arthur.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of money, which was not a good idea.
And how's this? On April 28th, 1996, I told my next door neighbour, I'll do something that will make everyone remember. What a creepy last thing to say to your neighbour. But anyway.
What about this?
That's a red flag.
Here's a question without notice.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I think I was 16, 17, something like that, I was driving a car. I had an old VH Commodore.
Yeah.
And we were cruising along down in the back streets around Millicent Way. It was a dirt road. And one of my best mates grabbed the handbrake and ripped it up. I was driving and all of a sudden I'm going sideways. And these dirt roads, I had these big berms on the side. So I'd done a bit of a snaky swivel and then gone sideways and just gone bang into the side of this embankment. When's any of your friends ever done something stupid that's resulted in you having to either fork out money or damage to your property or any
that's
of that
fucked.
Sort of stuff?
Because like if your mate does something stupid like that, sure enough, you're going to end up paying for any damage. Your drunk friend at the time is not going to cover you in the slightest.
Yeah.
You'll get, oh, sorry, man. Like next day, like, hungover, the car man, like, feel really bad, man.
Just a mistake. It's an accident.
I have one. I had I was waiting on a side road trying to get onto a two-lane highway, two going each way, and it was peak hour. We'd been sitting there for about 4 minutes and the gaps were like in between traffic was very risky to go. Like I could have gone, but I would have impeded everyone once I got in front of them. So I was like, no, I'm just going to wait till the traffic light goes, which, you know, someone hadn't pressed the button 5 or 6 times. But I was sitting there and and the passenger in my car got so impatient, was just like, just go, and then pushed my knee down on the accelerator and made me cut into someone. Like, it was to the point where, like, I accelerated enough that I was like, I'm now got my nose in my car.
Committed.
Yeah, my nose of the car sticking out. I don't have enough time to reverse. I'm just going. And then, yeah, sure enough, slamming brakes and honking horns and, very bad. So, yes.
Are you still friends with this person?
His name's Bevan Knowles.
So, yes.
Oh. Yeah. He's a shocker.
I don't mean to name names. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. Bevan Knowles.
Oh man. I don't know if he'd remember that. But yeah, that was a very scary time for me.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Was the music up loud? Were you cranking his latest EP? Or
I can't concentrate if the music's up loud.
Really?
Never.
What are you talking about?
That's a thing, isn't it?
Do you not turn the music down when you have to concentrate? Or to see better? Or
you mean like if I'm driving to someone's house and I need to like find out where they live?
Yeah,
and
you're looking for the number. Oh. You turn down the music or you might wind up the windows to get more clarity in your life.
People make the joke, you turn down the music so you can find the person's house. And I say that's an actual thing because you can't fucking concentrate.
Yeah.
If the music's blaring, I get it. Like you don't need, if the music's on, it shouldn't affect you, but it does.
It does.
You need to concentrate on where the actual house is.
Okay, so
turn the music down.
Did you guys both have an assigned SSO worker when you went through primary school?
No. Okay, I want you to picture this, all right? You're very irritated. You're hungry. You're going to someone's house for the first time for dinner. Yeah. right? You've just had a really bad bumper-to-bumper traffic thing.
And you've probably gone down the wrong street maybe once
and all
twice.
Of a sudden you've got like, whoa, Black Betty, bam, a lamb, just cranking in the car. And you're like, oh, it's so loud. And you're like, oh, just turn it down. You're like fumbling over all your instructions. Nah.
It's like when you're having a set shot for goal in footy.
Yes.
Would you rather silence or someone going, fucking loser, you suck, or bam, a lamb, all Black Betty?
We're going to go and watch him play next week, and we're just going to rock up on the sideline. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, a lamb.
He'll probably kick a bag of 10, won't you?
Six.
Well, you'd love that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we're done for the week, I think.
I've had fun. It's been good.
That one went quick.
Flies by, doesn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. All right. Well,
what else goes quick? Me when I'm beating Mark at running, but that'll be another story for another week.
Yeah. Rick knows I've got him covered.
Look, okay, so his excuse last time was he's sick. Your excuse was it's the first 10K. Next run.
I was hungover.
Same thing. Fucking whatever. Yeah. I want to see a fair rematch, right?
How about we just run for fun for the time being and just enjoy it, right? And then maybe a little bit later down the track we get competitive. I think... It's getting a bit excited.
Let's just enjoy being in each other's company for a while.
And Dan, maybe you can come out for a run.
Come and join in.
I want to watch. Asshole. I want to watch and I want to see blood. Okay?
Well, you can watch this on YouTube. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, whatever, wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, it's Chats with Cats podcast. Yeah, Type that in.
The purple one with the ugly heads on it.
That's the one.
I love cats.
All right. Well, guys, it's been lovely, but it's time to go. Situation.